And I know that I am going to take responsibility for owning it, whatever it might be. How I feel about it is mine. I own that. But I don't know what to do about it. I'm just at a loss. I'm just, it's so painful. It hurts so much. I can't see any solution. I can't get past it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to first of all say that whatever mind I used to create it, I'm not going to use to continue to try to solve it with. It's like I have a doubles partner, my buddy Lenny Solomon, for years and years and years. And when we get into a match where we're losing and where we are continuously trying to do the same thing, he will often remind me of my definition of insanity, which is to expect new results with the same behavior. And he'll say, look, we've got to change. You've got to come to the net, or we've got to go back, or we've got to start lobbing, or we've created a place where we are down and we don't have a chance to win if we keep doing this. Often I'll just say, look, they're better than we are, especially you. Well, I don't want to remind him of that because it's never me. But it's that reminder that we have now created, it's a problem, it's a minor problem, obviously it's a tennis match, but it is still, we have created this outcome, we have created this with this mindset, and we're not going to solve it with the same mindset, so we have to change. There are certain animals that Castaneda speaks about in the desert that are called power animals, and they have no natural enemies, these power animals. And the reason that they're power animals is because they never do the same thing twice or the same day. You can never predict what their behavior is going to be. They don't just always, when an eagle is overhead, they don't just run. Sometimes they might stop, they might freeze, sometimes they spit something out, sometimes they go very softly. So they are constantly altering what it is so that any predator that they might have can never figure them out. That's what you want to become, a power animal that is not predictable. If anybody tells you how predictable you are, you don't want that to be considered a compliment. Emerson said that a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. You know, that you have to always be consistent. You always, but Mom, and my kids always say that to me all the time. Dad, yesterday you said I could, and you told Serena that we could, and then you told, and then she said that you could, and you could do that. And I always say, wait a minute. Emerson said, a foolish consistency is a hobgoblin and a little mind. I don't want to be thought of as having a little mind. And that's a fool. You bought her a car, and you bought him a car, and at that you bought him a car. I said, isn't that great? Now I don't have to buy you one. Because you wouldn't want me to be a hobgoblin. You wouldn't want me to be a little mind, would you? They throw my stuff back at me, though, worse than I do on them, I promise you. But in a sense, what I'm suggesting here is the ability to change your mind and to rewrite your agreement with reality. And I'd like to help you to rewrite your agreement with reality here. I'd like to suggest to you that there is absolutely nothing that you can conceive of that you can't create for yourself in your life. The problem is whether you can conceive of it or not. That's usually the difficulty. And if you can begin to conceive of yourself as someone who has the capacity to do anything that any human being has ever done, rather than be stuck in what other human beings haven't done, it's called breaking through paradigms. You remember Roger Bannister? You know who Roger Bannister was? First person to run the mile in under 4 minutes. And for centuries, it was considered that it was impossible to run a mile under 4 minutes. Human beings couldn't run that fast. They had done calculations, they had figured it all out. And finally, after, I don't remember what year it was, but it was in the 1950s, I believe, this man in England, his doctor, went out there and he ran a mile in under 4 minutes. The next week, somebody else did it. The next week after that. And now, there are high school students who run the mile in under 4 minutes. And now they're talking about the 3-minute mile, which is, I think you'd need a Mercedes to get there, but they're talking about it because the world record in the mile is somewhere down around 3, 341 or 342 or something like that. I'm not quite sure what it is. But it's much, much, much lower than it was a few years back.